I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Tuesday, July 21st. The Trump administration proposes cutting more than $200 million from the Community Development Financial Institutions Fund. Many Ohio credit unions say this could hurt some of their members. WYSO's Catherine Mobley explains.
Ohio is home to about 20 credit unions, also called Community Development Financial Institutions, or CDFI. They use government funds to lend money at affordable rates and terms in financially underserved communities. The Trump administration's 2027 budget proposes cutting these funds from $324 million down to just over $119 million. The administration alleges these monies are supporting partisan agendas, including race-based lending, immigration, gender ideology, and climate radicalism. It also wants to redirect these funds to benefit rural communities. Joe Eckley is vice president of marketing for Day Air Credit Union, which serves the Miami Valley. He says losing these federal dollars would hurt his members seeking stable housing.
To help fund down payments, members in primarily the underserved communities, finding that stable housing that then provides the ground for them to go and live a fuller life. And we do the same thing with auto lending as well.
According to the Ohio CDFI network, statewide since 2005, these institutions have financed more than 52,000 homes for members. These credit unions also provide affordable loans to small businesses, nonprofits, and commercial real estate to revitalize neighborhoods. Congress continues debating the 2027 federal budget. It needs to pass something by October 1st, when the new federal fiscal year begins. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
The Montgomery County Auditor's Office will host community forums this summer. The purpose is to answer questions, help property owners better understand their new values, and explain the reappraisal process. A reappraisal is a state-mandated update of all property values. Dayton Metro Library, the Germantown Public Library, the Washington Centerville Public Library, and the Wright Memorial Public Library will all host these events. Each forum will include an informational presentation and time for people to ask questions about this year's property revaluation. The first will be tomorrow, Wednesday, July 22nd, at 5:30 p.m. at Woodbourne Library on Far Hills Avenue. You can find the full schedule on the county auditor's website. State law says drivers pulled over by law enforcement have to produce a license. But the law has been unclear whether passengers have to provide police with their name, address, and birth date. State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports that a new law will allow officers to arrest drivers and passengers who refuse to provide that information.
Police agencies and prosecutors wanted this new law. Michael Weinman with the Fraternal Order of Police of Ohio says it clarifies that drivers and passengers must produce information.
A growing number of drivers have turned to social media lawyers who tell their followers they do not have to identify themselves to law enforcement or even roll down their windows to speak to officers. These people, along with sovereign citizens, will turn on their cameras and escalate a rather mundane event by arguing with officers and challenging them until force is the only option left.
The law increases the penalty for failing to provide information from a minor misdemeanor to a second-degree misdemeanor that could carry up to 90 days in jail and a $750 fine. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
The federal government has ordered the end of temporary legal protections for Haitian residents in the U.S. It's left some Haitians in Ohio struggling to get by. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Lima resident Jackson Joseph has a family of four to support, but he was fired from his job at a local manufacturing plant due to the impending expiration of Haiti's Temporary Protected Status, or TPS. Many of his Haitian neighbors face the same struggles. They want to work, but have few options.
Sometimes we are living in bad conditions. We have to face up the bills, and we don't work.
An estimated 5,000 Haitian immigrants live in the small western Ohio city. Community groups are working to connect them with legal help and rental assistance and help some families make plans to move to other countries. Joseph says returning to Haiti is not a safe option. He wants to see TPS restored. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford.
One Small Act Miami County will host Miami County's first Pride Day this Saturday, July 25th, from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Stouter Center in Troy. The event will bring together LGBTQ+ community members, families, and allies for an afternoon of connection, celebration, and education. For more information about the event and the organization, visit onesmallactmiamicounty.org. Showers and thunderstorms are a good possibility today into this evening. Some storms could be on the stronger side, but then much more pleasant weather will move into our area for the rest of the week. We're talking temperatures in the 70s for highs, 50s for lows for Wednesday and Thursday, and then warming back up by this weekend. And that's WYSO Today for Tuesday, July 21st. I'm Mike Fraser.
Hi, this is Luke Dennis, WYSO's general manager. 1 year ago, we launched our 1 in 5 campaign with the goal that 20% of you would become financial supporters of These Sounds. And in the past year, we've made it to 15% of you donating. Yes, but the momentum has slowed. We are as close to our goal as we've ever been. You can help us get there when you donate now at wyso.org. We wouldn't ask if we didn't need your support. Thank you.